Unit 13. People. Lesson 1. EQ, IQ. Success comes with a high EQ.
While IQ, intelligence quotient, tells you how smart you are, EQ, emotional quotient, tells you how well you use your smartness. Professor Salovey, the psychologist who invented the term EQ, said that at work it is IQ that gets you hired and EQ that gets you promoted. Supported by his research, he suggested that when predicting future successes, a person's brain power, as measured by IQ tests, might actually matter less than a person's character, or EQ. Professor Salovey may be correct. For example, have you ever wondered why some of the best and quick-witted students in your class end up failing exams? Perhaps it is an example of differences in a person's EQ. People often make the mistake of thinking that EQ is the same as IQ. It is not. Although it is hoped that people have both high EQs and IQs, there is little doubt that those with low EQs have a harder time surviving in life. For a long time, well-respected researchers discussed if a person's IQ could be raised. The geneticists said no, while the social scientists disagreed.